In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And a big thanks to our sponsors who help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Well, hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 94 of our little virtual tailgate party as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We've got a great show for you this week. And coming off a great trip to Chicago, we were at the podcast movement. We had a couple of folks from our company here at Game Day Media in Chicago, Illinois. Got to catch a Cubs-Braves game. The Cubbies did not win, but just being in that environment, I mean, it's almost storybook. It almost looks like a movie set. You've seen it so many times. You've been to that stadium in your mind. I know as a kid growing up, I would come home from school, and back in those days, Wrigley had no lights, so they played nothing but day games. And Harry Carey, Milo Hamilton, they were Steve Stone. They were my babysitters after school because I loved baseball. I played baseball. But more importantly, I got to come home, drop my books, turn on the superstation WGN as we had just gotten cable. This was in the early 80s. And was able to be magically transformed to the mythical Wrigley Field on West Addison in Chicago. So being there this past week, got to bring my son along. So we had a great time in Chicago. Beautiful city. Lots to do. The architecture is amazing. The food is tremendous. We had some Giordano's pizza. The deep dish kind, of course. We got to go to a steakhouse, and the name is failing me right now, but it was absolutely delicious. The food in Chicago is fantastic. So we were part of the podcast movement, big conference that was there, and I may jump in and talk about that more because it was very interesting. But nonetheless, it's always amazing to go to Chicago. And we actually did it by train. So we traveled to Chicago by train from deep in South Texas. In San Antonio is where our home base is, if you're not familiar. So it was a 27-hour train trip through the heartland of America. I highly recommend that, by the way. I highly recommend that if you aren't on a particular schedule, because Amtrak is not, I don't want to say it's not efficient, but part of the problem is this is a bit of a departure from traditional conversation in my intros for Tailgate Radio, but I want to tell you how this works. So when we left San Antonio, in the state of Texas, and I think in a number of states, multiple entities share the same rail lines, railroad tracks. So in Texas, my understanding, and it bore itself out, is that the cargo trains have priority over passenger trains because it's not, and I don't know if it's because it's not a big thing down here. you know, like it is on the East Coast and through the heartland and other parts of the country and the world. So if there's a freight train hauling coal or logs or something, they have to divert the train to another set of tracks, let that train go through, and then you can continue on. Now, I will say this. We going up there, we had a pretty smooth, we were on time. We were within 10 minutes of when we were supposed to arrive in Chicago. So that's fantastic. And, you know, the great thing about traveling by a train is the fact that you can, first of all, you have tons of leg room. You have multiple ports to plug things into, so that if you've got your laptop or if you've got some, you know, a device where you're watching television or something like that, you've got that available. But the other thing too is that you're able to walk around. You know, I have a bum knee from an old football injury, and I'm able to walk around, get up every couple of hours, walk through the train, go into the observation deck, which is this part of the train that's this glass room that you can just hang out. It's like a little lounge, but you get to see America through the glass, and you see small towns that you'll never visit. You'll never stop, but it's very you know, it's a very nostalgic way to travel, and so we had a fun time traveling by train from San Antonio to Chicago for Podcast Movement, and just had a, you know, coming back was very similar. We did get diverted a few more times, but ultimately we were within 30 minutes of our posted arrival time, and no muss, no fuss, get off the train. My bum knee held out on the trip, and was relaxing. So I encourage you, this is not a paid endorsement for the government-run Amtrak, but if you have an opportunity to travel by train anywhere in this country, and I know a ton of you commute on a train, so you're like, yeah, not a big deal, John, and I get that. But for those of us that don't have the opportunity, try something different and hop on the train and see this great, beautiful country that we have, because we did see some really pretty landscape and just some really picturesque towns that we rolled into throughout the trip. So we've got a great show for you. Before we roll into the show, I want to remind everybody that they can go to tailgateradio.com to check out all the latest and greatest going on at Tailgate Radio, with great recipes, great articles on the world of tailgating, outdoor cooking. Sports is in full swing. We've got NASCAR and NHRA on the motorsports side. And if you're a Formula One person, obviously that's in full swing as well. And baseball season is going at, you know, we just wrapped up the All-Star Weekend, where the American League won 4-3. And football season's right around the corner. So go over to Tailgate Radio, check out all of the activities going on there. You can also follow us on our very active and very robust Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. It doesn't get any easier than that. When we come back, we'll have a great show this week, and stick around with us. We've got more Tailgate Radio right after this first break. But first,
there's a town in Colorado called Golden. Founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
This is ring announcer Jeff Houston, and you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and we have a fantastic guest this week. We've got the mastermind behind a tool that you've got to have in your backyard, at your next tailgate party. It's called the Grill Minder. And to talk to us about the Grill Minder is the Grill Meister himself, maybe. We'll talk about his name, Mr. Dan Teicher. Dan, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Every time I have an inventor, a company that comes in with a great new idea or an improvement over an existing idea, there's always a story behind it. So first of all, before we get into the nuts and bolts of your product itself, tell us a little bit about the mindset of what got you guys started with the product called the Grill Minder.
So it's basically trying to fulfill a need that, in the backyard, grilling out all the time. Find myself a lot of times throwing my food on the grill and, chasing my kids around and, losing track of time. So that's what kind of started it. And, I always looked at my watch or my phone and always kind of forgot what time it was and, I always lost track. So I ended up putting a Timex watch on my actual handle of my grill to remember to set the time. And actually never remembered to actually hit the button because kind of rotated down and just, I don't know. So I always thought, maybe there's a way to, every time I want to come back to the grill, it should tell me exactly how long my food's been on. So I figured out a way to do it, and hence the Grill Minder.
If you're somebody like me, and I like to fidget opening the grill, closing the grill, checking on the steak temperature, you're telling me I can kind of get a split time like in the old slalom days in the Winter Olympics. It's going to tell me exactly the time between my previous visits.
Yep, exactly. So every time you open and close the grill, one of the timers, the last open timers, will reset to zero, and it just starts counting up. The other timer just stays going, and it tells you their total cooking time. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, every time you put your burgers on, you close the grill, you go do what you're doing, you come back and you look at the timer and it tells you, your burgers have been on 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So you open it up, you flip your burgers, you close it, and the bottom timer resets back to zero and the top timer keeps going. So that's it's pretty simple. That's kind of my theory behind it is really, really simple, but, really helpful.
Talk to me about the process from the Timex watch to the final product that you've got packaged and out for sale right now. How long a process was that, and how much research and development went into creating the product?
So you talk about you asked about kind of the whole how I came up with it. Well, I had the idea. I'm like, oh, it's got to be out there. So the first couple of months was trying to find it. I assumed there was something else out there like it. So I, went all over the websites and time, different timing companies and couldn't find it. So I figured, hey, I'll make it myself. So I pitched it to a couple of different companies, and one company that makes thermometers and other timing devices, things like that, grill thermometers, remote thermometers, called Maverick Housewares. They liked it. They loved it. And so we partnered with them. So they helped me kind of develop it and kind of go after the right production side. In the meantime, I did some patent work and got a patent pending on the concept or design and everything. So went after that and developed it with them over a couple of months, and then got a prototype, changed some things here and there, changed them back, made some updates. And so as far as the timeline, it took about probably 2 years from idea to, where I'm holding my hand and a timer and on my grill. So it takes a little while, but we had to do it right,
Did you come from a background of creating products, or was this your first foray into being an inventor?
I've come up with a couple of ideas, but nothing real electronic-based like this I did. And, what I've found is best to partner with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing and not do it all on your own. So work with these guys, and they have the factory contacts and everything. So it definitely helps to lean on someone who's done something similar before, that's for sure.
Yeah. What was the most challenging part of this whole process of getting it out there to the public?
I guess, just making small tweaks. You get a prototype that was almost perfect, but then it wasn't perfect, like weather resistant, so we had to make some changes there because as something you want to be able to keep on your grill. That's another great thing about it. It actually stays on the handle of your grill. You come out, it's there, you push the button to turn it on, and it's good to go. So it's real nice because it's nice and easy and simple, and it's always there. So just kind of making small tweaks to each prototype kind of was a little bit of a hurdle, but something you got to, you expect.
I'm here with Dan Teicher, the guy behind the Grill Minder. And Dan, one of the questions I wanted to ask is, as far as the design goes, were you involved in the actual design as far as the molding of the plastic and the size of the device and kind of all of those, really small details that go into creating a product like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly pretty close to the first sketch that I did. I sent it over to them, and they kind of made some tweaks, and the sizing, they came out with a bigger one that was a little bit too big, so we made it a little smaller to make it, just so it's not too big on the handle there. And, every step of the way, it was integral part, so it was kind of fun to do it, and even more fun to have it, on the grill now and letting it rip.
How can folks get a hold of the Grill Minder? Again, I mean, we're going right into the perfect time of the year for most of the country, into grilling territory for the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, right now you can buy it on our website. It's thegrillminder.com. And actually, we're running a special here with Tailgate Radio. If you follow us on Twitter, tell us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio. We'll reply to you with a $5 off code that you can use on our website. So it's $25, and with that, you get down to $20 delivered to your house. So it's pretty cool deal there, and we'll ship it right away.
Absolutely. Tailgate Nation, you heard it right there. A $5 discount on the Grill Minder. For $20, you can have this thing on your grill in a matter of days. So we're going to make sure that we get that out to the masses, and hopefully you'll have a flood of orders coming in for the Grill Minder. What we're going to do at Tailgate Radio is we're going to put a link directly to thegrillminder.com on our site. So if you want to find us through there, you can, or go directly to the website, whatever works best for you. Now, when they go to the website, when they go to thegrillminder.com, what can they find there?
The features and any frequently asked questions. But we're not selling any other products right on there right now. It just tells about us, has some comments from other customers, and you can just click and buy it and use that $5 off discount, and we'll ship it out to you.
This is not a $150 price point. This is $25, $20 with the Tailgate Radio special discount. This seems to me like it is a no-brainer and should be on the grills of every household throughout America and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you ask that because. I told a few people about this before we even came out with it. They said, oh, okay, yeah, it's a good idea. It's on your grill. It's always there. You need a timer. But then it doesn't really click on a lot of people that every time you close it, it resets down to zero and starts counting up. And it's, there are thermometers out there. And I sold one to a guy the other day. It just happened to be in his house. And he's like, oh, I got something like that. And he looked for 5 minutes and couldn't find it. And he finally pulled out one thermometer, two thermometers, and came up with something that wasn't even close to it. Well, he had to look in 10 different drawers for that thing. This, where it is every time. It's on your grill handle waiting to be used every time. So it's a great price point. We find that most guys, yes, you're gonna use a thermometer when you're cooking a lot, but most of the time you're probably not. You're going to be throwing some burgers, some chicken, hanging out. You want to know, how long it's been on there. It always answers that question. How long has my food been on the grill? You always have an answer to that question.
Yeah, and I can tell you personally, one of my favorite items to put on the grill is a tri-tip. And I found this method where I do 40 minutes on the fat top side, and I do 35 minutes on the other side, and it has to be precise to get it exactly like I want it. And, I'm checking on it and pushing on it and all that, and I can tell you, with this, I'll get a true 40 minutes and be able to flip that thing over with a lot of confidence. And so I am going to be a customer for sure, and I would encourage everybody out there to go to thegrillminder.com and pick up your grill minder. This, you know, spring just broke for a lot of the country. Now it's 95 degrees in South Texas, so we didn't have much of a winter, and we grill all year long. But some of you folks in the Midwest and Northeast, it is time to break out your grills, and this would be a perfect complement to your grilling accessories out there. Dan Teicher, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. And again, how can they learn more about the Grill Minder and pick up their very own Grill Minder on your website?
Yeah, John, thanks again for having me on. You do a great show, and listen to it every week, and you do a great job. So I appreciate you having me on. All you guys can go to thegrillminder.com, and you can buy your one, two there, however many you want there. And but first of all, go to at the Grill Minder. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll respond with a $5 off code. If you can contact us through the website, we'll do that as well. Just make sure you told us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, and we'll get that out to you. And once you get it, grill with it, and give us some feedback. Post some pictures. Also on our Twitter account, we're going to be giving Grill Minders away all summer. We're going to have a contest where you post pictures of your grill and what you're doing at the tailgate, and we're going to pick winners either weekly or monthly, and we'll get some free ones out there too. So definitely follow us on Twitter, and tell us about where you heard from us.
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.